Hey, what are you doing over there? You've been on your laptop for like 2 hours. Studying? Ugh. What are you doing that for? How very studious of you. What do you have, like a exam or something coming up? Sounds difficult. So, are you going to be studying like all night? An all-nighter, huh? Wow. So, we'll actually be awake at the same time for once. Well, you know me. I'm nocturnal. Well, that's why when you come home from class every day, I'm just starting to get up. I mean, all of my classes are online, so I can do them whenever I want. Thus, that's why I stay up all night, watching movies, listening to music, and then I sleep all day. Works pretty well for me. Oh, I'm sorry, am I talking too much? Jeez. Well, I know you have to study, but sorry, I'll stop talking. By the way, have you seen this movie that I'm putting on? It's this late 80s horror film about a guy that accidentally turns himself into a giant fly. Yeah. It's called The Fly. And he gets like totally mutated. He turns into this nasty, like absolute monstrous, gross looking bug thing. It's really cool. Well, I'll try to keep the volume down low so you can, focus. Hey, I'm gonna make some snacks since I'm gonna watch this movie. I'll make you some too if you want. Since, you're gonna be studying for so long. I don't take no for an answer. You're gonna need some brain food, so just sit tight, okay? You'll thank me later. Some snacks for you. Don't act so surprised. I told you, I watch a lot of movies, and every time you watch a movie, you need a snack. So, I've gotten pretty good at making snacks. Whatever. That chair you're sitting in doesn't look very comfortable. Why don't I get you a pillow or something to put on your back? Sit up. There you go. But you know what? You actually, it's probably not the chair. You look really tense. You want me to give you a massage or something? Here, just relax, okay? I know this great technique for releasing tension in the shoulders. God, you are really tight. All this studying and stuff. That must be what's making you so tense. Okay, sorry. I'll let you get back to work. No, you don't have to apologize. I just want to hang out with you. That's all. What? Just because I'm goth, that means I can't want to have friends or hang out sometimes? Listen, I like hanging out with you, okay? Even though, you know, you're just my random roommate. I like you, alright? I like hanging out with you. Especially, well, after the last time we hung out. I mean, you and I know each other pretty intimately now, wouldn't you say? So come on. Can't you take like a half hour break and just watch this movie with me? I'm gonna beg if you don't say yes. And I really don't want to beg. Don't make me do it. Don't make me, I'm serious. Please. Please come sit on the couch and hang out with me. Please. Oh, God, I hate you. If you ever tell anyone about this, you're gonna wake up in a bed full of spiders. Got it? I don't know. Maybe I am a witch, maybe not. Do you want to take that chance? I didn't think so. Now come here and sit with me. I had a really crap day. I was just looking forward to hanging out and watching scary movies with you tonight. Can I lay my head on your shoulder? You know how to cuddle, don't you? Not everyone knows how to properly cuddle, and I don't really have time to teach you tonight, so if you don't know how, let's not even bother, but that's why I wanted to ask. You know how to cuddle? Good. Put your arm around me. There you go. Let me get nice and close to you. So, you have a lot of work to do tonight, huh? That's a shame, because, like I said, I just really feel like spending time with you. But if you have work to do, then I guess I have no choice. What would we do if you weren't working tonight? Well, we'd start out here watching movies, of course. And then, if you're lucky, maybe I'd invite you upstairs to my room. Well, that got a rise out of you. Mr. Blush. Yeah, that's my nickname for you. Mr. Blush. Because you always blush when I say things like that to you. And it's funny. And kind of adorable. And you know I don't find many things adorable. No, I don't. You still feel really tense, you know. I could give you another massage if you want, but actually, I have a better idea. Why don't you lay down and use my lap as a pillow? Yes, I'm serious, just lie down on your back. Lay your head in my lap. There you go. And, as usual, Don't ever tell anyone about this, right? Right. And I can run my fingers through your hair, if you want. Yeah, you'd like that? Okay. It makes me smile, imagining what your friends must think of you. The fact that you live with a super goth girl who never goes out. I just love thinking about their reaction if they ever saw us together, like this. Your head in my lap, me stroking your hair. It's just funny. I know you have a lot of work to do tonight. Don't worry. I'm not gonna keep you for long. I mean, I could if I wanted to. You're just so easy to distract. It's just so easy to get you to do what I want. That's a compliment, by the way. Don't worry, you've got all night to do your studying. I'll make you some coffee later if you want. And I will be awake to make sure you stay on task. Yeah. And if you need help, I can help you. But for now, just lay here. Just relax, okay? Quit talking about school. Just watch the movie. Watch the mutated fly guy. It's cool, right? It's not disgusting. It's cool. Well, if you have nightmares tonight, you can come sleep in my bed. Yes, my door is open to you. Well, why not? Us roomies take care of each other, don't we? We sure took care of each other last week, didn't we? And, you know, I wouldn't mind taking care of you again tonight. I know you have work to do. I haven't forgotten. I'm just saying, when you get everything done, or if you need a little inspiration, I'm here to help, okay? You're feeling uninspired right now. Interesting. Well, I guess there are some things I can think of that might get your creative juices flowing again. Starting with this.